Rachaad White is on the 53, named in the backfield with Jacquari Crosky-Merritt and Catron Allen in Dean Jones's cut tracker at Riggo's Rag, and the week's most consequential item in his file is about somebody else. On Friday, 2 days before the cuts, Philip Hughes at Commanders on SI built a piece around Crosky-Merritt's pass protection, citing the team site's Zach Selby, saying the improvement had been one of the main things that stood out this summer in camp. Hughes's own case was conditional. If the second-year back can stay on the field for all three downs, Washington no longer has to treat him as an early down runner. White's job is the passing down. Nothing in the reporting says his role changed. Nothing does. But the exact skill that gates the lane his value lives in is the one the club's writer says the starter is improving at. The rest of cut day ran in his favor on volume. Jeremy McNichols went to injured reserve and must miss the first four games, per Hughes. Craig Reynolds and Robert Henry Jr. were released, per Zach Selby at the team site. Three active backs, Crosky-Merritt, White, rookie Allen, and White is the only veteran of the group. He sat Friday's finale, named among the 41 held out, per the team's announcement, starter treatment for a third straight game. Last week we called the two-minute package the purest signal this file has, and the week actually ran one. The offense closed Wednesday's joint practice in Baltimore with a two-minute period. The recap names the throw and the receiver, a Daniels touchdown to Antonio Williams against an all-out blitz, and identifies no back, so the signal went unrecorded. Back in June, our preview drew a tight box around White, durable passing down skill, 40-plus catches 4 seasons running, a defined complement behind a younger starter, and that box still holds. It just has a starter pressing on one wall of it now. We'll see who takes the passing downs when they start counting. Data via NFL Verse.